The value-added grant program here to stay. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
The obvious win-win here is that we do create businesses from some of these value-added ventures, and that creates employment, and that's good for rural America.
That's USDA's Rural Development's Jackie Gleason. He's the acting administrator of the agency's Rural Business and Cooperative Development Program. He was one of the keynote speakers at last week's National Value-Added Agriculture Conference held in Nashville.
I think the value-added program has a bright future. I think we can point to a lot of successes, both in the energy sector as well as the commodity sector, where we've seen products that have gone to market turned into large business ventures in some cases.
USDA's Rural Development took over the value-added grant program with the signing of the 2002 Farm Bill, and Gleason feels it was the right decision and sees an even bigger and better future for this growing industry.
And we're not talking about making million-dollar grants here. In many cases, we're looking at $25,000 grants, $50,000 grants, and that's the seed money needed to study an idea, maybe bring it to market, maybe do a business plan that then attracts outside capital. And our leverage ratio in this program is very good. We're getting dollar for dollar, maybe $2 for every dollar we invest is coming from the private sector.
Now to date, the Value-Added Producer Grant Program has funded $116 million for over 750 recipients nationwide, including over $20 million to develop and market renewable energy projects in 29 states.
You're going to see a lot more of this, and I think it's a natural fit. The distributed nature of the biomass out there focuses the opportunities for small plants, not large, giant refineries like we see in the petrol-based business. And I think those smaller plants have an opportunity for farmer investors.
A bright future in the value-added ag industry. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.